CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory message to his Maldivian counterpart, Abdullah Yamin, as the tropical nation marks the 50th anniversary of its independence today. In his message, President Xi said the Maldives has achieved a great deal in its development over the last 50 years. He also congratulated Yamin for helping reform the Maldives' economy and improving the livelihoods of its citizens since he took office. Xi Jinping also noted that the two countries agreed to develop a future-oriented comprehensive partnership during his visit to the Maldives in September last year. The Chinese leader added that he highly values the relationship China has with the Maldives and hopes to work with Yamin to help it grow. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also sent a congratulatory message to his Maldivian counterpart, Dunia Mamoon. A Chinese Navy spokesperson has reaffirmed that the ongoing South China Sea Navy drill is entirely within normal practice. Liang Yang said the annual drill by the Chinese Navy aims to test troops' real combat abilities and is completely in line with international laws and practices. Liang also noted that, quote, some powerful countries outside the region are deploying vessels and aircraft on recon missions and in doing so, threatening China's territorial integrity and sovereignty. He added that the Chinese Navy will remain fully prepared to safeguard national sovereignty, security, and ensure regional peace and stability. The delegation of the Beijing 2022 Bidding Committee has arrived in Kuala Lumpur ahead of the 128th International Olympics Committee session. 2008 Summer Olympics host Beijing competes against Almaty, Kazakhstan in the race. On the election day, both cities will give their respective final presentation to the IOC members. Following the presentations and a report given by the Evaluation Commission Chair, the IOC members vote to select the host city before IOC President Thomas Bach announces the host city on July 31st. The death toll in a colliery flood in northeast China's Heilongjiang province has climbed to 4 as rescuers retrieved 2 more dead bodies in the shaft Saturday. Authorities say that rescuers have detected signs of life and are searching for the other 11 workers trapped for 5 days. The flood occurred last Monday as an aftermath of downpour trapping 15 miners. 2 people escaped the flood scene without injuries. China has successfully launched 2 satellites for its homegrown global navigation system on Saturday. The 2 satellites are the 18th and 19th for the Beidou Navigation Satellite System, which were launched from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center. They have been sent into orbit by a Long March 3B Expedition 1 carrier rocket some 3.5 hours after launch. The launch is the 206th flight of China's Long March carriers. Kurds in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil have staged a demonstration to condemn the Turkish government's decision to bomb Kurdish militia positions. On Saturday, Turkish jets attacked camps belonging to Kurdish militants in the northern Kurdish region of Iraq, as well as Islamic State Group's positions in Syria. The strikes in Iraq targeted the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, whose affiliates have joined the force to battle the Islamic State Group. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign said Saturday that she will testify in October before the U.S. House Select Committee investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks. However, the announcement was refuted hours later by a spokesman for the Republican-controlled panel who insisted no date had been set. It is being reported that the House panel spokesperson accused the Clinton camp of attempting to exclude from her testimony Clinton's controversial use of a personal email server and account during her time as Secretary of State. Clinton was Secretary of State at the time of the attacks by Islamic militants on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi on September 11, 2012. A fire at the Cosmopolitan Hotel on Las Vegas Strip Saturday has injured at least one person and forced guests to evacuate. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. In sports, China overcame Russia 3-0 at volleyball's World Grand Prix Finals in the U.S. city of Omaha on Saturday. Russia went into the match after losing 3-1 to group leaders United States on Friday. This while China threw away a 2-1 sets lead in their defeat to Italy. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.